This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Authorities in Tunisia have arrested the nephew of suspected Berlin Christmas market attacker Anis Amri. The nephew was arrested along with two other Islamist militant suspects said to be connected to Amri. The three suspects are said to be members of a terrorist cell connected to the terrorist Anis Amri, who carried out the attack in Berlin, according to a statement. Meanwhile, Germany continues to search for possible accomplices of the suspected Berlin attacker, one day after he was killed in a shootout Friday with Italian police in Milan. As most of the country was preparing Saturday to celebrate Christmas Eve, German authorities said hundreds of investigators will be working on the probe throughout the holiday season. Thousands of pilgrims from around the world have gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Robert Berger was among those gathered at Manger Square for the Christmas celebration.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas.
We pray for peace, not only for us who lack peace, but we pray for the whole world. And what is the message of Bethlehem originally? It's about peace, it's about love, it's about hope.
And in that spirit, there was rare cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to bring as many pilgrims as possible to Bethlehem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari says the Islamist group Boko Haram has been driven from one of its last camps in the Sambisa Forest. In a statement, Buhari said the capture of Camp Zero marked what he called the final crushing of Boko Haram terrorists in their last enclave. It follows a month-long campaign in the 1,300-square-kilometer forest located in the northeastern state of Borno. Boko Haram has stepped up its attacks recently after a month-long pause in its seven-year uprising that has killed more than 20,000 people. The first Christmas Mass took place on Saturday in Bartella, northern Iraq, since that area was liberated from Islamic State fighters. Hundreds of worshippers crammed into the small church in Bartella after Iraqi forces drove Islamic State out. The town was home to thousands of Assyrian Christians, but most fled in 2014 when militants overran huge sections of Iraq. Under Islamic State, Christians were given the choice of converting to Islam, paying a heavy tax, or facing execution. President Barack Obama and his family are spending the Christmas holidays in Hawaii. In his final message as president from the White House, the president urged Americans to take the spirit of Christmas through the new year.
By so many measures, our country is stronger and more prosperous than it was when we first got here. And I'm hopeful we'll build on the progress we've made together in the years to come.
The president and first lady urged Americans to practice goodwill and compassion all year, regardless of what they believe.
The idea that we are our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper, that we should treat others as we would want to be treated, that we care for the sick, feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, no matter where they come from or how they practice their faith.
Mr. Obama also used the message to highlight some of his achievements as president, including leading the country out of recession, lowering the unemployment rate, and providing health insurance for millions of Americans. Saturday also marked the beginning of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah, and hundreds gathered in Moscow to celebrate the opening of the eight-day festival. The chief rabbi of Russia, Beryl Lazar, lit a giant menorah as people danced to traditional music with the Kremlin as a backdrop. The lighting of a public menorah next to the Kremlin wall is for many a sign of religious freedom in modern-day Russia. Under communism and during the Soviet era, Judaism suffered persecution for 70 years. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.